And that's going to be a fun night for sure. It is 8:22 and 73 degrees. You're Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Lori.
Fairhope City Council met last night in regular session. Folks that missed it can watch it on YouTube, and we can hear about it with you this morning.
Hi.
Let's start with the work session, because it's time for repairs and replacement of the roof at the City Hall building / Civic Center.
Right. Most people know that building is in, you know, needs some repair done, just needs some upkeep. And the roof is one part of it, obviously, that needs some upkeep. We have some leaks inside that really need to be repaired because of the roof. So we knew that the roof, replacing the roof system, was going to be expensive. We originally got a quote of $1.25 million, but we were able to kind of go back, and Richard Johnson in Public Works and George Ladd in Public Works really did a good job meeting with roofers and talking to them about the roof system that's on the Civic Center now and how that could be repaired. And we actually have gotten that down to right at $520,000. So they did were favorable to that last night, so it'll move forward to the agenda.
That's a lot better than over a million.
It is.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but how many square feet are we talking about?
We're talking 38,000.
Well, that's what I thought. Pretty big.
38,000, yeah.
And when would that have been built? Maybe in the 70s?
Probably the 70s, yeah.
Late 70s?
And I'm not sure that roof's ever been replaced. I think it's, you know, been patched, but I don't think it's ever been replaced. But, you know, one thing we talked about last night was, and the council talked about this a little bit, was, you know, this will probably prompt myself and the city council to start looking at what are the plans for that building. You know, what do we think moving forward that we're going to do? Because this is an expensive band-aid if we decide to do something else with that Civic Center. So, you know, if we decided to remodel or, you know, whatever our plans are down the road. So
Jay and I mentioned, you know, he mentioned the possibility of the, you know, tearing down and rebuilding like half at a time in order to be able to use some of the facility.
Right. And we've discussed that. We haven't ever made any firm plans to do that, but we have talked about that. But again, I do think that we need to look at a 5-year plan and decide, you know, where we're moving with the Civic Center and that property.
So this was on the work session.
Right.
Well, now we got to put out the bid before it can be.
And we've already put out the bid. We put it on the work session just to discuss it because it's a high dollar amount.
Okay. You know,
$500,000. We don't spend $500,000 on roofs very often.
Right. So does it have to go to the agenda and be voted upon?
Correct.
It will be. Okay.
It will be.
All right. And y'all discussed the Clock Corner project.
Right. We have not really talked to them about that project in a while, and so just wanted to go back and make sure that everybody's on the same page. We have bid that project. We're ready to move forward with it, so it will move forward to the agenda next meeting as well. It's about $250,000, $260,000 for what we're doing there in that Clock Plaza. So just wanted to make sure that everybody's on board and we can move that forward to the agenda.
You mentioned that last time you were here. There's going to be seating and what else for $260,000?
Here you go. I'm showing you a picture of it, Lori. And they can go to our website as well or look at the presentation. We had pictures of it. But you'll see there's a lot of landscaping, pavers, bench seating, a lot of landscape. You know, there's some utilities that have to be moved, some electrical that has to be done. We're also looking at pedestrian signals there at the corners, you know, some of that kind of stuff. So, again, we're going to finalize all that and move it forward to the agenda next time.
And
we are going to lose a little bit of parking, both on section and on Fairhope Avenue. I think we lose a space and a half on section and one space on Fairhope Avenue to have that extend on out. But it's going to be a really nice addition to downtown.
And you say landscaping, which includes some shrubs and trees, but the ground surface is pavers and brick.
It's
looks
all
very
pavers.
Nice. Yeah.
It does. It looks really good.
Okay.
And that we're hoping with that contract that the alleyway project and the Clock Corner will finish up about the same time. So, you know, this, probably by August, end of August possibly, all this will be complete. You know, hopefully no weather delays. But, yes, that's what we're hoping.
That'd be good. Okay.
Yes.
On to the Fairhope City Council meeting agenda itself. What was your report of the mayor?
So we did. We had a lot last night. I didn't have much of a report because we recognized so many folks. We recognized the seniors on the Junior City Council, Ava Cocky, Ella McDowell, Emery, Ellery Scott, and also Ethan Kellerman. Joe Solomon also was a senior, but he wasn't there. So we recognized all those seniors on the Junior City Council, gave them a little plaque, thanked them for their service to the city. We also recognized the winners of the AMEA scholarship. We had four winners from Fairhope School Systems win those awards, so we recognized those folks. And we also recognized National Tennis Month. So there was a big contingency there from tennis, so a lot of announcements last night.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and then we went on to the agenda itself. Number seven, Jay mentioned yesterday, this was not new, getting Alta Point Health Systems to do pre-employment screening for the Fairhope Police Department.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing new. That's something they have used before. And
I just don't recall seeing it.
Something they've done before. It's just an MOU, again, just kind of housekeeping.
Okay. Number eight, the lease agreement for the new police precinct or police station.
Yes, real excited about that. That is a building out on 98, and we've needed a presence out east of town for a while. So really excited to be able to have this space. You know, they're really crowded at the police department. From what I hear from the chief, probably move patrol division out there so they can, you know, maybe not all the patrol division, but some of the patrol division and some offices out there so they're able to respond quicker to, you know, if they are at the police station to things that happen east of town.
This is 329 South Greeno Road. What is that? Where is that approximately?
It's kind of near Sonic.
Okay.
Near Sonic or right there. It's right there by Nichols Market or Nichols. That Nichols subdivision, not subdivision, the Nichols complex, the Verizon store is there.
Oh, it's actually in that.
It's not in that complex. It's next door to it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that lease was how much per month?
It's $8,100 a month.
And you said it's an 8,000 square foot building, I think.
It's 7,800 square feet.
Okay.
And we are taking 40% of it.
Okay. So there's another.
Yeah, no, there's just 12,000 square feet. We're taking 7,800 square feet of it.
Okay.
It's 12,000 square feet. We're taking 7,800 square feet.
There's another leasee, I guess,
that's
in
correct.
Part of the
there's
building.
There's somebody else in the building.
All right, well. Yeah. So that's ready to proceed when?
It is ready to proceed. So as soon as we execute the agreement.
Okay, good.
I think there's some things to do on the interior, like build a couple walls that we're going to build just to kind of make that division between the other leaseholder and ourselves. But no, it'll be ready to go.
That's great. Well,
yeah.
Coffee with the Cop is this morning at 9 at the James P. Nick Center if anyone wants to go. And then tomorrow, the chief, or if she can't make it, she might send Lieutenant Nolte. But we'll hear about that.
That's right.
In more detail tomorrow morning. Yeah, great. Okay. Let's check number 11, actuarial valuation for the city's OPEB liability. What is that?
It's
is that
OPEB liability. It's for the audit. So you'll see that's for fiscal year ending 9/30/23. So this is the very first thing we have to do to start our audit for next year. And we're just wrapping up this year's audit.
I see. Yeah. And is that something that's required by the league of what? I mean, or the state? Or how does that work?
We're required to have an audited financials, yes.
Okay. Number 12. This is for asbestos inventory and abatement plan at the K1 Center for $22,850. I noticed, was it the administration or the old office was torn off of that building?
That's right. We did a demolition on that building. That was not needed by us or, obviously, Fief, who has lease a part of that land. And that was part of the plan all along, was to do a demolition on that building.
Because it's not attached to or part of the original schoolhouse.
It was not. It was not. And the way Fief is building the nest, that they're calling it, or the the steam center there, really it gives them a good visual with that building being gone. People can really see the Pelican's nest and see that other facility that they're creating there.
Okay, good. And then the rest of it, once again, is going to become what?
Hatch. It'll be... You're talking about the
K1 Center itself.
It'll be Hatch.
And what about all the public input in the Performing Arts Center and all of that stuff?
Well, there will be a Performing Arts Center, but obviously none of that building will be used for a Performing Arts Center. The Performing Arts Center would be a new construction from the ground up.
Okay, so There was a previous, I guess, a gymnasium, a very large, tall structure mm-hmm. in there when my kids were there.
There still is a gymnasium in there.
But that, so I guess in my mind, I was imagining that being changed into a performing arts center.
I don't think that gymnasium is big enough for the performing arts center, okay. to be honest. And we are still waiting on the structural, you know,
okay.
the structural evaluation to come back. My gut reaction is that you're going to be able to save the front part of that building, but since that's just repair, that you may not, you're probably not going to be able to save the back portion.
Mm-hmm.
So it will come down, and then we would do new construction.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And speaking of a gym, the R Fairhope Recreation Center Gymnasium needs spray foam insulation mm-hmm. to the cost of $88,000.
Yes.
Number 14.
Yeah. And if y'all are familiar with gyms, you know all the insulation that's up in the top, like that are covered in panels. It's usually white in a gym. All that has to be replaced and repaired every so often. And so this is respraying that and just take kind of just basic housekeeping, to be honest. Just maintenance that needs to be done.
Okay. And number 15, I presume this passed $246,000. To repair that 720-foot pipe that's caused
that's right.
the drainage problems at the track.
Right. And that actually, that figure is not correct. It's $235,224. We were able to save a little bit of money by reducing the size of the pipe. I think $11,000 by reducing the size of the pipe from 30 inches to 24 inches. But yeah, we were able to get that cost savings, but that is something that needs to be done just to make sure that we're, you know, when we build that track, that there's good drainage there and it doesn't impact the track itself.
So this is the Founders Park Athletic Track and Parking Project, and this is behind the high school in the old soccer
correct.
Field
off
area,
of Founders
correct?
Drive.
Okay, off of Founders Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so the new contract total for that is $2,727,000. All right. And what about closing Fairhope Avenue for Art Walk, resolution number 18? You had some folks ask about it.
Yeah.
And some signatures were gathered, but Jay mentioned perhaps not the owners of the right signatures. What happened?
Yeah, well, so we require people who want to close a street to go around with a signature sheet. Laura, you've probably seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying you give us, you know, you're in agreement that we want to close the street at this time period. And basically what happens, they go in the store and they might get the person who's working the cash register, not typically the owner of the store or the manager of the store. So we did have some people email in over the weekend that said, hey, you know, Sally signed this form, but I'm not in agreement to letting them close. So it's about a 50-50 split on whether folks there wanted to close or didn't want to close. So, but I shouldn't say 50-50. It's probably maybe 60-40, 70-30. But the majority, we went with the majority, so they did vote to close the street. There was a lot of discussion that it may not happen all the time, that we may look at it after 3 months and kind of evaluate and see how it's working. We might do it after a month, but we're going to be monitoring it and see if it's worth closing the street or not.
So the vote was to close Fairhope Avenue between Section and Church. So Section mm-hmm. and Church would
we'll
remain
open. We'll stay
okay.
open. The thing you worry about is that, you know, Delamar closes for First Friday, but Fairhope Avenue is a main thoroughfare through town. So for safety, there's some things that we have to do. We'll be putting up water barricades. We'll have police cars there to make sure nobody mm-hmm. drives through that street. But, yeah, it's a little bit different with Fairhope Avenue because it is a main thoroughfare, and trying to close that off on Friday nights is, you know, it's a big deal.
Right. Okay. All
I
right.
can remember a time when Fief closed the street in downtown to do their 25th celebration, and now the people who are asking to close the street were the biggest, you know, I guess they complained the most about it being closed, but now they're asking to close the street, so we're going to see how it goes.
Well, times yeah. have changed,
yeah.
so
we're
we'll
see how it goes.
You know, there are some that still say, make it a walkable downtown, no cars at all, which a few places do.
A few places do.
And then speaking of street closures, the last item, I think one of the last items was the request to close Oak Street between Section and Bancroft for the White Linen Nights coming up May 18th with the Art
right,
Center.
Right, May, okay. right. And that's something they do every year. It's yeah. one of their largest fundraisers.
And anything else? You went into executive session.
We did.
You're not supposed to be able to talk about that, right?
No.
Okay.
No, don't ask any questions, Lauren.
All right. Well, what is not on the agenda from last night's meeting that you would like to mention?
It's a busy week. We have girls' night out on Thursday night in downtown Fairhope. You know, we don't close any streets for that, but everybody will be able to see the center of activity will be there at the Welcome Center where they'll be giving out packets. I think that's completely sold out with the 500 tickets. So a lot of folks in downtown, a lot of cowgirls because it's a cowgirl thing this year. And then on Friday night, we have state cook-off. So Bancroft from Fairhope Avenue to Morphy will close at noon on Friday, so be aware of that. We'll be posting all that information too on social media and letting people know about that. But State Cook-Off is always a great event. They put a lot of money back into our community from proceeds from that event, so I'm looking forward to that. It's just a really busy weekend in downtown.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us the second and fourth Tuesday morning after Fairhope City Council meets. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.